but I didn't get here doing everything that I love. I did a fuckload of shit I hate, and I did it for a very long period of time, and I did not have anyone to root me on. And in fact, I had many people who were actively trying to destroy my path and tell me why it was a terrible idea.
The greatest things in the world were built by tired people, all right? I know you're tired. I know it's hard. I know you're exhausted. The wonders of the world, guess who they were built by? Exhausted people. The buildings that you admire, guess who they were designed by and built by? People that were tired. Everything great in the world was built by tired motherfuckers. So it doesn't matter if you're tired. You just have to keep going.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. Sometimes you can read a David Goggins book, because I was all this shit and then a lot more of fucked up. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done.
The rarer you are, the rarer the people are who share your perspective. In this way, the greater your success, the fewer people you can share it with. Loneliness is a kind of tax you have to pay to atone for a certain complexity of mind.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do.
If I'm consistent, I give myself the opportunity to be exceptional. I feel as if it's a lot of exceptional people that are not consistent. And so their talent and their skill set has extended them to a place that their character can't sustain them. But they're exceptional.
You can't tell God how to bless you. It's a simple process. The only reason I'm telling you this, because this is how I made it. I just do me. I'm just being me. If you look at life and just step outside for a minute and quit tripping, it really ain't no problem.
If you're able to nip something in the bud before it becomes too entrenched, before you have too many responsibilities that make it harder because you've got to keep on grinding in order at the shitty job that you don't like, while you've got to side hustle, while you've got to raise the kids, while you've got to pay the mortgage, while you've got to do all of the rest of the things and the adulting, it would be easier. But it's never going to be too late.
Real motherfuckers are obsessed with what they do. The people who win the biggest are f***ing obsessed. You cannot argue that. The best ones, the ones that win at the highest level, they are obsessed. It's a huge priority over everything else in their life, and people will sit here and hear, well, that's not healthy. Well, then don't be a winner, man.
The love of the game, the challenge. Like, I would watch Magic play, I'd watch Michael play, and I would see them do these unbelievable things, and I'd say, you know, can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find out. Let's find out. And so that curiosity to see where I could push this thing led me down that path, I think.
When you're winning, you're not as good as you think you are. When you're losing, you're not as bad as you think you are.
When you're winning, everybody's telling you how amazing you are. Oh my God, let me tell you, dude, you know what? You're the best. You're amazing. You know, you're just better than that guy. And you're better than this guy. And then when you're losing, everybody tells you, I told you shouldn't have done that. I knew you weren't going to make it. Yeah, I told you it wasn't for you. You weren't that guy. And you believe that as well.
It's never too late. If you're alive, you can get better. If you're alive right now, you can improve your condition. You can improve your situation. And it starts with improving the way you think. That's the most important thing. The way you think of things, way you think of things, the way you address things, you've got to change that. And you got to look at things objectively, and you got to be brutally honest with yourself. And the more you bullshit yourself, the more it's going to be difficult. You're literally throwing weights on your back and making it harder to move forward.
You can't enjoy the sunshine without a little rain. And everything is temporary. Everything's forever changing. So even right now, I'm happy. I'm enjoying life. I love where I'm at. I know it's not lasting, because guess what? Something's going to happen that's going to shake that up.
You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself.
You have to say, I'm going to act as if being is good. I'm going to act as if truth is the pathway to enlightenment. I'm going to act as if I should pursue the deepest meaning possible in my life. And there's reasons to do none of those. They're real reasons. So it's really a decision. But you can't find out what the consequence of the decision is unless you make the decision.
There is no trench that's been dug so deep that you can't get yourself out of it.
Yes.
But it is easier the earlier that you do it.
The bitch voice is that voice inside your head that is always negative, that always tells you why you can't do something or why you shouldn't do something. And the reason the bitch voice is so effective on all of us is because it is the exact voice that knows exactly what to say to get us to pause or to get us to wait or to get us to put off for tomorrow What needs to be done right now?
When you have that little voice in your head that starts rationalizing and starts debating with your discipline and starts making excuses, think about where you're going to be in a week. Think about where you're going to be in a month. Think about where you're going to be in a year, and then get disciplined right now.
Start with action and make small promises to yourself that you don't break. If you had a friend and every single time that you and your friend decided that you were going to go out for dinner, that friend either showed up 2 hours late or didn't show up at all, you would stop trusting that person. That is the relationship that you have with yourself. You need to be able to trust your own word. And a lot of us don't, because life is very convenient and it is easy for people to not stick to the promises that they set themselves, because our ability to be idealistic is always going to outstrip reality's ability to deliver that to us.
Life is suffering, right? Indisputable. What do you do about that? You voluntarily accept it and then strive to overcome the suffering that's a consequence of that. And you do that for you, and you do that in a way that makes it better for other people. And then that works. And one question might be, well, how well does it work? And the answer is, the only way that you can find out is by trying it. That's it. That's the existential element of it. The proof is to be derived by the incarnation of the attitude in your own life. No one can tell you how it will work for you. It's the thing that your destiny is to discover that. You have to make the decisions to begin with.
This can wait till tomorrow is one of the most effective lies the bitch voice uses. Why is it so effective? Because it's not telling you to give up. It's not saying, hey, bail out on your dreams. It's just telling you to pause until tomorrow. And that sounds good when you're tired. That sounds good when you're worn out, right? Man, I have done a lot today. I know I didn't finish exactly what I'm supposed to finish, but this can actually wait tomorrow.
As soon as you posit an ideal, you then begin to compare yourself to that ideal. And true hell is when the person that you are meets the person that you could have been.
The short-term avoidance of pain or seeking of pleasure leads to a short-term win, but a long-term loss. Do not let that happen. Do not avoid the short-term pain. Do not avoid the short-term pleasure to disrupt your long-term strategic goals.
We've got to have the future well designed. The future is called the promise. The promise of the future can be an awesome force for your own future. Most people face the future with apprehension. And here's why. They don't have it well designed. They've sort of left that up to someone else to fix. But here's the best way to face the future with anticipation. You can face the future with anticipation if the future is clear, if the future is well designed.
Believe, and your belief will create the fact. It's got to be believed. You've got to believe it. And if there's no belief, it ain't going to happen.
Imagine that if you were to go a mile or less, you would walk it, and if you were to go more than a mile, you would drive it. Paradoxically, you would go 2 miles quicker than you would go 1 mile. So that means that sometimes worse situations can be better than better situations. The friend that should leave his job really, really needs to leave his job, but it's just about passable. His boss isn't that much of a dick. Maybe the benefits are okay or whatever. The person that stays in an apartment that's got some mold on the ceiling, but it's not too much mold and whatever. All of these people would be better off if their situations were worse, because it would galvanize them into actually doing something. If things are good, great, no problem. If things are bad, great, activation energy to go and make them good. If things are just about passable, you end up being comfortably numb.
Discipline is you absorb the short-term pain, you avoid the short-term pleasure, and you know that discipline in the long run is going to make you better.
I know I'm going to do it. That's the haunting part, is that it's going to happen. It has to happen. There's no get out of jail free card, bro. None. Like, that is a life that I don't know.
It's not a failure. It's steps to success. There's always steps to it. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful, some days you're not. Some days it's your turn, some days it's not your turn. You don't always win.
I'm saying that everything great that you've ever looked at in your entire life was built by tired people. And if you want to be one of the great people that builds amazing things, you're going to have to do so tired as well. That is the way it works. Are you tired? Are you tired right now? I bet you are a little tired. That's normal. But guess what you can do? You can still act. You can still execute. You could still work, and you could still be successful. In fact, working when you're tired is what is going to make you successful.
We think long-term strategic success, and then we act tactically. What does that mean? We do the thing right now. We just do it. We're not thinking about it. We're just doing it.
It's humongous satisfaction from lacing your shoes up, saying, I don't really want to go for a run today, and then running, and then getting back and saying, wow.
I did it. Yeah.
And that's what it's about. It's about these small steps to doing things you don't want to do.
treat the past as a school. Let it teach you the mistakes you've made, the things that went wrong, the things that didn't work. Don't use the past as a burden to carry, and don't use the past as a club to beat yourself to death. Past losses, past failures, past mistakes. But let the past be a school. Tough school, maybe. We've all been through some tough stuff. So if you feel good about the past, draw from it for experience and let it teach you.
The whole universe is change, and life itself is but what we deem it.
Mm-hmm.
Life itself is but what we deem it. The 8 most profound words in all of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to happen. You are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means.
So fuck off with this bullshit about how tired you are. Nobody cares, and nothing great was ever achieved without it. It's a part of the recipe. Being tired is a part of the success recipe. So get used to it.
Losing is not an option with me. Not being successful is not an option. When you make not being successful, it's not an option for you, that's when your life is gonna change. Some of y'all are complacent and you cool with not being successful. I'm not cool with that. I'm not cool with having a team that's not successful. I'm not cool with not having an offense or defense or special teams that's not successful. That's not an option to be defeated. I don't live my life like that. These coaches don't live their lives like that. You shouldn't live your life like that. If you find yourself around something that's consistently losing, you need to disconnect, or you need to really look in the mirror and find out, are you the darn problem?
If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. The struggle is too real. We're not patient. And for you to lose weight, for you to stop drinking, if you, where the hell you're going through, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, and a lot of pitfalls, a lot of plateaus. You're gonna hit so many fucking plateaus. If you don't know how to get around that plateau, it's not gonna happen fast.
You can set yourself a goal that you can attain, and there's not gonna be much glory in it to begin with. Because if you're not in very good shape, the goal that you could attain tomorrow isn't very glorious. But it's a hell of a lot better than nothing, and it beats the hell out of bitterness, and it's way better than blaming someone else. It's way less dangerous. And you could do it.
Does it bother you that so many people are happy to see you fail?
Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, all the people that was rooting on me to fail, you know, at the end of the day, they got to wake up tomorrow and have the same life that they had before they woke up today. You know, they got the same personal problems that they had today.
This is why I'm a big believer in this, is that when you are starting out, I think you got to find the thing that's the pain. And like, pain motivates significantly faster and stronger than pleasure does. Like, people are like, no, passion's the right way. It's like, point a gun at a family member, all of a sudden, 10 out of 10 motivation. And so like, I think people should use their pain more.
I think the thing that people misunderstand about success is they're looking for the easiest way to get that. Look at the most successful people in the world. They're the most coachable.
And I'm answering your questions. Every question I'm answering, I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset.
Hmm.
You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time. When you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life to interfere with that one shot. When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match and your mind is not thinking about where that ball placement needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this or this at work or that at work. That's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20-some year career. Every shot, you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life and the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday.
I think one of the difficult things as a beginner is that there is a leap of faith. Like when you do your first week at the gym, you're not gonna get results. But it doesn't mean that working out's wrong. It just means you're measuring on the wrong time horizon. And I think one of the things that has thrown a ton of beginners off is the understanding of volatility and volume.
Sooner or later, you've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else, you clap for everybody else, you support everybody else, you're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you gonna look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you, because you got it.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, am I motivated to go do what I'm supposed to do? No, I don't think about it for 1 millisecond. When the alarm clock goes off, I have no thought about whether this is easy, whether this is hard, whether I wanna do it, whether I don't wanna do it. None of that matters. It's an emotionless, thoughtless discipline. When the alarm clock goes off, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go do what you're supposed to do. I don't care how it feels. I don't care if it's easy or hard. It doesn't even matter to me. It's just a reaction, it's a discipline, and it's life. And that's the way I choose to live my life.
Everybody else quits when things get hard. Everybody else quits when they get sick or they have an excuse or they get in a funk or they get, you know, whatever. If you're able to operate even when things are hard, you can't be fucked with.
When you believe it, there's no quitting. You never quit. It doesn't matter what happens. You don't quit. Quitting is never an option. The people that quit, they never really bought into the idea in the first place. See, you've got it, you get it on three levels. The second you think of something, you've got it intellectually. When you get emotionally involved, you've got it on a spiritual or emotional level. Well, then that expresses itself through the body. Body's just an instrument of your mind. When you really buy into it, you literally fuse with it. Neville said you fuse with it. And this causes all kinds of things to happen.
I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life and has kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him in everything you do. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done and stick with God.
You have to fight a war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable.
Because when you look around at your life and you look around at your job and your financial situation and your relationship and your physical health, and when you look at all those things and all the problems that you may have with those things, and you say, the reason I have all of those problems is because of me, that can hurt, that can sting.
And the people that are a little bit off, a little bit crazy, they have the least amount of doubt. Mm-hmm. They have the least amount of doubt. You usually have doubt because of what somebody else is gonna think of you.
If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak. You have to struggle, you have to build strength. If you want to grow as a person, you really have to make friends with pain. Embrace the discomfort, enjoy the struggle.
It doesn't matter if you're stressed, it doesn't matter if you're hurt, it doesn't matter if you're upset, it doesn't matter if you're frustrated. If your discipline is on point and your mental toughness on point, you're gonna be able to execute in spite of the situation being that way, and you're gonna move forward whether you feel good or not. And once you can move forward, whether you feel good or not, nobody can fuck with you.
A lot of guys don't wanna go back into that water. Don't wanna go back into the hard stuff. Maybe not anything hard. When something sucks so bad in life, very few people wanna go back. I realized I'm the same way. I don't wanna go back. I have to go back. I must go back because that is exactly where all the knowledge of my life exists.
There's no better pathway to self-realization and the ennoblement of being than to posit the highest good that you can conceive of and commit yourself to it. And then you might also ask yourself, and this is definitely worth asking, is do you really have anything better to do? And if you don't, well, why would you do anything else?
You have two paths in front of you right now. One of them is going to be the harder one today. It's going to be downright painful. You will have to force your brain to think in new ways. You might lose some friends who want to hold on to their weak beliefs. As you pull yourself away from that anger and that hate, eventually you will start to feel empowered.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's possible because you can create your reality.
The biggest revenge is just winning so big that people can't fucking stand it.
If you're not getting hated on, you ain't doing shit right. Because in turn, they really want to be you.
People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
The perception that you have of the world, if you think there's only scarcity, there's no opportunity, that's how you are going to interact with reality. If you think that there's abundance, if you think that there's opportunity, then these things will manifest themselves to you.
You all fucking cry about the haters you have. You want a bunch of haters. You want all the people mad at you. You want everybody saying, fuck that guy. Because if they're saying, fuck that guy, it's because you're winning so big that it just irritates the fuck out of them.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past because pain, you're gonna have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work, constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue.
So you have to believe that you can, and the way that you can get to that state, because a lot of people are like, you know, I have a lot of doubt. So do I. I have it all the time. Even if at these levels, right, you're doing seven-figure months. Dude, there's people doing eight-figure months.
I think it's just my determination to get better every day. My love for the game is beyond, I don't know. I can't even find it right now. Even if how good you are, you should go out there and play like it's your last night. Play it like your last second of the game. Play it like your last second of practice. And I might be good right now, but there's somebody out there working hard as I am, trying to get better than LeBron, because they see I'm number one. So they want to be number one. The reason I think that a lot of the nation knows me is because my determination shows off on the court. And that's all I look for in myself.
When you're pursuing your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be selfish. You have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising.
I am willing to try it this way, try it that way, try it this other way. Those three didn't work. I got killed on those three. I try it this way now, this new way. And I will keep going until I figure out how to make it work.
You have to have a delusional mindset. You have to be so far out there to believe that it's possible.
But everyone out there whose dreams are scaring you, who dreams make you want to quit, don't quit. That's good. Your dreams should be big. They should be scary. Just keep pushing through. I have this thing I say, champion mentality. It's not about winning. It's not about a trophy. It's about having no quit. It's about giving everything you have so that when you show up on game day, before the results are over, you're proud of yourself and you know the work you put in.
Seriously, what does failure mean? It doesn't exist. It's a figment of your imagination. So if you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure on Monday is if you decide to not progress from that. So to me, that's why failure is not existing. Because, you know, if I fail today, I'm gonna learn something from that failure and I'm gonna try again on Tuesday.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. The cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end.
If somebody says you're crazy, you are crazy. Everybody that's done something special in this world, right? You didn't go from 4,000 square feet to 40 or 44,000, whatever it is, if you thought like everybody else. You had to be crazy. How many people told you that? You're going from what to what? No. Go a little smaller, you know, just maybe double in size. I said, no, this is what we're going to do. Being crazy is a compliment. When somebody says you're crazy, that means you see things that other people can't see. Everybody that's done something special in life, they've all been criticized for being crazy. It's a compliment. When somebody says you're crazy, you're nuts, I said, yes, I am.
Be hard to kill. Be easy to love. Be kind with your words. Be generous with your time. Be ready to strike, be controlled with your temper, be open to growth, be willing to heal, be protective of your reputation, be respectful of all, be ready with a plan for violence. Masculinity is a gift from God, and it's to be shared with humanity. Never dim your light.
Taking action, making something happen, it doesn't have to be huge, but if you say, hey, listen, this is what happened, didn't go the way we wanted it to, we're going to get our gear back on, we're going to go back out.
You can choose right now to become the kind of person that is going to invest all of their time, all of their resources, all of their energy into becoming the person that lives the ideal vision that you have for your life. And it's going to be hard, really hard. You're going to have to make investments that other people your age and your position are not going to be making. And they're going to judge you, and they're going to make fun of you, and they're going to laugh at you. And you're going to have to keep going, because if you don't, you'll never realize that version of yourself.
You just got to weather it. And keep on walking and don't flinch. Don't let them know they got you. Don't let them know they got you. You just got to keep on going. No matter what the day is, no matter what the move is, keep going. God gave us everything to point forward, to go forward. And what we're doing at a standstill, a stepping back, because we don't do that. We keep on walking, regardless of what they say, what they think, and how they feel.
It's normal to not know what you're doing. If you did, it wouldn't be called growth. High five your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and carry on. Do you get tired, stressed, sad, hungry, frustrated, unfocused? Do you feel misunderstood? Great. You're human.
And it's in your personal life too. You know, if something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go, you didn't get the job you wanted, you didn't get the hire, you didn't get the promotion, you can go home and sit there and dwell on it. That's not getting you any progress. Or you say, okay, you know what? Let me do a quick analysis. Why didn't I get that promotion? What do I need? Let me look into how do I get to jump through that gate so next time I will get the promotion, and you start taking action.
Pressure is telling you you need to face this fear and do it. You need to be able to take this last shot. You need to make those extra phone calls. You need to do these things. Doubt is something we create. You never get over doubt, because doubt is something. Fear to me is an instinct. Doubt is something that's manifested, that you create yourself.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.